Nunca vas a comprender que yo te quise. Nunca vas a comprender cómo lo hice.
I'm Rita Payés and I'm here in the Radio Jazz Copenhagen with Tia and Nils.
Te faltó por demostrar que eras capaz de vivir aquello, pero no te olvides, por favor, que sigo aquí, ya no quiero sufrir más por ti, mi amor. Con el tiempo decidí que es un recuerdo todo aquello que viví.
Dette er Radio Jazz København med
Tia Hooker,
og jeg hedder Niels Wamberg.
Welcome, jazz lovers. This is Radio Jazz Copenhagen that you've tuned into, and we'd like to welcome you to a cozy hour with singer and trombonist Rita Payés and guitar player Elisabeth Roma. Your host today, yours truly, Tia Hooker, and
Niels Wamberg.
We've sat down with these two amazing musicians a day before their concert here in Østerbro in Copenhagen.
Udsendelsen med en komposition skrevet af Rita, og den blev sunget af hende, og i baggrunden kunne man høre hendes mor spille guitar. Det var en optagelse, som er på plade og kom ud for et par år tilbage.
That's exactly right, Niels. This was a recording that we started with, Nunca Vas a Comprender, written by Rita Payés herself from a album entitled Como la piel that her and her mother collaborated on.
Rita startede i som 13-årig, som hun fortæller, i Sant Andreu's Jazz Band i Barcelona. Og i 2014, der indspillede hun How High the Moon sammen med Andreu's Big Band og nogle af vennerne. Og den skal vi høre nu.
That's right, dear listeners. We will continue with How High the Moon, a jazz standard from way back when, from the 40s. But here, a rendition by Rita Páez, at that time still as a part of the Sant Andreu Jazz Band. And there's a reason for us starting our little cozy hour here with this song, because if you'll be listening carefully after the song ends, you'll be hearing a little bit about how Rita's musical career all started, a little bit about the beginnings, as we normally do with these interviews. So stay tuned.
Somewhere there's music, how faint a tune. Somewhere there's heaven, how high the moon. There is no moon above when love is far away too. Till it comes true that you love me as I love you. Somewhere there's music, it's where you are. Somewhere there's heaven, how near, how far. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will have still my heart, how high the moon. Reach up to Mars, though the words may be wrong to this song. We're rising high, 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 high is the moon. Ba ba do, ba do ba do ba do ba do ba do ba 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 ba.
Actually, yeah, it came like so natural, because in my home there's always music. My father was always putting that jazz CDs or something, and I don't know. I always say that if I were not a musician, I don't really know what I would do, you know.
Yeah. And why the instrument? Why the trombone? Well, how did you land on that one?
Well, my brother and my father play trumpet, so this makes my choice a little bit more normal, you know. But anyway, I saw one day a guy playing trombone, and I remember he was like a little boy with that red hair or something, and I, wow, she was having like, I, he was having like a lot of fun, mm-hmm. and I wanted that for me.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
But other instruments as well that we don't know of?
No, I mean, I've started with the piano, but
of course.
When I started playing more trombone, I quit. Well, I quit. Yeah, I still play a little bit, but you know.
Vi skal høre en komposition af Antonio Carlos Jobim, Desafinado. Og her kommer Rita Pérez. Og vi spurgte hende, hvor hun havde lært, og hvorfor hun spiller trækperson.
Indeed, dear listeners, we're continuing with Desafinado, a composition by Antonio Carlos Jobim, with Rita Pérez, still at the San Andreas Jazz Band. And just after this song, you'll be hearing exactly how and why she learned to play the trombone.
Se você disser que eu desafino a mão, saiba que isto em mim provoca imensa dor. Sou privilegiado, envolvido igual ao céu. Eu possuo apenas o que Deus me deu. Se você insiste em classificar meu comportamento diante musical, você na minha Rolleiflex, revelou-se a sua enorme ingratidão. Só não poderá falar assim do meu amor, ele é o maior que você pode encontrar, viu? Você com sua música esqueceu o principal, que no peito dos desafinados, no fundo do peito bate calado. No peito dos desafinados também bate coração.
cocina, miña Rolleiflex. Revelou-se seu enorme ingratidão. Só não poderá falar assim do meu amor. Ele é o maior que você pode encontrar, viu? Você com a sua música esqueceu o principal. Que no peito dos desafinados, no fundo do peito bate calado. E no peito dos desafinados também bate um coração. E no peito dos desafinados, no fundo do peito bate calado. E no peito dos desafinados também bate um coração. Também bate um coração.
How I've learned.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, I've studied in different schools and things, in places. Mm-hmm. And but I think where I've learned the most, it's been like playing with other people and like just sharing the moment of playing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
isn't it more difficult to master playing the trombone than the piano? I mean, with the piano, you hit a key and it's producing the right sound, whereas the trombone, yeah, you have to, right?
Or this is the thing. Yeah, that's a little crazy, but once you, I think that there's a beautiful thing that we are all our life, like
learning, I guess, evolving,
learning, and just for the sound, you know.
Mm.
Sometimes now I'm not studying a lot. I have to say that because we are touring and I had a baby and yeah, it's like a little crazy. But when I study, the only thing that I study, it's, well, not the only, but the most I'm focused on is like on the sound, because it's the first thing.
Of course.
Know?
Yeah.
Well, for me, yeah, it's that metal instruments thing. That maybe can be a beautiful thing, and maybe
exactly,
it's like the worst, you know, because you always have to study and have that sound in your lips, you know.
Of course.
You have to train that.
Og vi fortsætter med den unge Rita Pays, en komposition af Harry Woods tilbage fra 1927, Side by Side. Og det bliver sunget sammen med hendes veninder fra Sankt Andreas Jazz Band.
There's a reason for us choosing Side by Side as our next tune, because it features Rita Pais side by side with her musical colleagues from the Sankt Andreas Jazz Band, here directed by Juan Chamorro. And stay tuned also after this song, because she will be talking about her experiences with Juan and the rest. Let's go.
it forever. Just as long as we're together, it doesn't matter at all. It all had girls and bad, we'll be the same if we started. Just travel along, sing a song, side by side, side by side, side by side. Just travel along, sing a song, side by side, side by side.
Well, I already loved jazz before because, like I said, my father is like a big fan and I've always listened to that. But when I started in that band, I just get so motivated because a lot of people my age was playing that music, and I never thought that that could be possible, you know, that people like me,
yeah.
loves the same thing as I do, no?
Og vi fortsætter med en komposition af Duke Ellington. Den hedder, Tia,
Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me.
En af hans store favoritter. Her sunget og spillet af Rita Páez.
Stay tuned, dear listeners, because there are more goodies and good stories from Rita Páez and later on also from her mother, Elizabeth Roma. Do nothing till you hear from us.
Nothing till you hear from me. Pay no attention to what's said. Why people to the seam of anyone's dream? It's over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. Consider our romance. If you should dig the words of others you want, I haven't got a chance. True, I've been seen with someone new better than me. But may cloud my memory, and all around me all is real. So, but please do nothing till you hear it from me, and you never will. Thank you.
my memory.
Yeah, it's like a free project or whatever. Mm. And I get there because I was taking some classes with Josep Travé, that he's a guitar player that he's always playing with Joan and Andrea and all these people. And I don't know, somehow he talked about, about us, because actually me and another friend of mine entered in the band at the same time. And he was like the bridge, you know. I don't know. I'm grateful that he thought that we can do that.
Well, we know that you're also performing with your mother, and she's here with us in the studio.
Yay!
Does that help? Is it a calming, soothing experience to be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we've sharing this tour with her, and it's been amazing.
Yeah. So. You probably are learning a lot, as always.
Yeah. For sure.
Vi må høre endnu en sang med Rita Pies. En sang fra 1929, skrevet af Jessie Greer. Just You, Just Me.
And as always, dear listeners, there's a sound reason for why we choose these songs. Because just after this, you'll be hearing about us trying to get into Rita's head in which other musicians would she like to play with, or whether she prefers to be just herself on the stage, except, of course, her fantastic musical collaborator, her mother.
Just you, just me, a child numbers nine to Kathleen Kuhn. Just us, just we. I've missed an awful lot. My trouble is you. Oh, gee, why are your charms for? Why am my answer? Use your imagination. Just you. Oh, just me. I'll tie a lover's knot. Found one for you.
arms for? What are my arms for? Use your imagination. Just you, just me. I'll tie a lover's knot round one for you, round one for you, round one for you.
Så skete det vidunderlige for Rita Pies, at hun fik chancen for at synge og spille sammen med Vestdeutsche Rundfunks Big Band. De holder til i Køln, og hun komponerede en række melodier, som blev arrangeret af orkestrets arrangør. Og det var en lidt af en oplevelse, både for hende og for os at høre. Det første nummer, vi skal høre nu, er...
No digo que no. And that is the number we're continuing with, dear listeners. This is Rita Páez with the WDR Big Band from Cologne, Germany. And what an incredible collaboration with this was. Here is a composition written by Rita herself. As I said before, no digo que no, but we're just saying yes, yes, yes.
Siento que no quiero sufrir más. Si tú dices que vas, que ya no volverás, que jamás me querrás, yo no voy a sufrir más. Mas no quiero que pienses cada día y cómo sería y cómo sería. No repitas más esta melodía de noche y de día, de noche y de día.
I don't know, it was so cool because we get the chance and it was like, oh my god, I'm so fan of this big band. And yeah, when we got the opportunity, it was like, wow, yeah, please, we want to go there.
Again.
One more. And I don't know, it was so cool. We were there like 2 weeks playing and recording with them and we had fun and they are incredible musicians, so it was like a big pleasure for us to be there.
Pues, hola, soy Elizabeth Roma y estoy aquí con la Radio Jazz de Copenhague con Cia y Nils.
Y es que no te has dado cuenta de lo mucho que me cuesta ser tu amiga. Ya no puedo acercarme a tu boca sin deseártela de una manera loca. Necesito controlar tu vida y saber quién te besa y quién te abriga. Y hace falta que te diga que me muero por tener algo contigo. Y es que no te has dado cuenta de lo mucho que me cuesta ser tu amiga. Ya me quedan muy pocos caminos y aunque pueda parecerte un desatino, no quisiera yo morir sin tener algo contigo. Ya no puedo continuar espiando día y noche y tú llegar adivinando. Ya no sé con qué inocente excusa excusa pasar por tu casa. Y me quedan muy pocos caminos, y aunque pueda parecerte un desatino, no quisiera yo morirme sin tener algo contigo. Excusa pasar por tu casa, y me quedan muy pocos caminos, y aunque pueda parecerte un desatino, no quisiera yo morirme sin tener algo contigo, algo contigo.
Hvis der er en, der kan spille guitar, så er det Rita P.S. mor, Elisabeth Roma. Det er en fornøjelse at høre hende, og hun er vanvittigt dygtig, synes vi. Vi havde en kort snak med hende. Hun taler kun spansk, så det var begrænset, hvad vi kunne spørge hende om, fordi
Tia Hukka
og jeg er ikke lige netop spansk-kyndige.
Oh, Spanish is a little rusty.
Men vi havde fornøjelsen at høre hende spille.
Dear listeners, as my dear esteemed colleague here said, and I'm translating for those out there who perhaps do not understand Danish, that we've also had the pleasure of sitting down for the shortest interview with Elisabeth Roma, but she is really phenomenal on the stage with her guitar. What incredible guitar riffs.
Og samspillet med sin datter.
Exactly. Also together with her daughter, Rita. Elisabeth, hello.
Hello.
It was so lovely to see you here while Rita was talking. Your eyes were tinkling, you know, like a mother. Very proud.
Oh, yeah.
How is it to be on stage with your daughter?
It's very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you in any way nervous before a concert or... you've been playing many years, so it's all good.
Normally with Rita, I am well, but sometimes
you can be
nervous.
Mm. So here we go with a little tune entitled Arita, and these two beautiful, incredible musicians together. Without any further ado, Arita.
Rita levou meu sorriso
no sorriso dela meu assunto. Levo junto com ela o que a minha de direito arrancou-me do peito e tem mais. Levo seu retrato, seu trapo, seu prato, que papel. Uma imagem de São Francisco e um bom disco de Noel. E a Rita matou no somo de vingança, nem herança de show. Não levo um tostapo que não tenha não, mas causou perdas e danhos. Levo os meus planos, meus pobres enganos, e os meus 20 anos e o meu coração. E além de tudo me deixo mudo e um violão.
First of all, this has been amazing. Thank you so much for answering all of our sometimes difficult questions. But there's one thing that we like to ask our interviewees to the end, and that is if you could give one advice to our listeners out there, any advice, professional, musical, or otherwise, about life, what would it be?
Wow. What a difficult thing now, no?
Think about it.
I thought I would say just the typical things, you know, but just follow what your heart says or something like this, because I think if you try to do the things that you love, everything is going to be better, and people who make the things that they really love make the world a better place, no? I think that...
Absolutely.
Yeah. I know it's a little romantic, but yeah, I feel it that way.
We absolutely love it. You are wise beyond your years, I must say. Really, really cool.
Det var slutningen på vores udsendelse, primært om Rita Pies, men især også om hendes mor, Elisabeth Roma. Læg mærke til de råd, som Rita gav os, kære lytter. Gode tanker. Og med disse tanker siger
Tia Hugger
og jeg, Niels Wamberg, tak fordi du lyttede med. Og på genhør.
Dear listeners, unfortunately this is the end of the cozy hour with Rita Páez and Elizabeth Roma. And after that, we would like to end with a song entitled Quién lo diría, which we had the pleasure of listening to also during their concert. And my goodness, both Rita Páez and Elizabeth Roma made the entire audience move with this song. So I hope you'll be moving with us too.
Que no hay tiempo que perder. Dicen los mayores, aún aprendiendo a querer. ¿Y quién lo diría que un gallo cantaría bajo su ventana? ¿Y quién lo diría que después de aquel día liberó su canto? Yeah.